we're doing the laws of Shabbat. And we had been discussing that the vessel in which we cook the water, that's our Kli Rishon. The vessel we pour it into, if, let's say we pour from a hot water urn into a cup, that's a Kli Sheni. And if we pour from that into a third vessel, that's called a Kli Shlishi. Now, when we pour from the first vessel into the second vessel, the act of pouring is called Irui. Irui is pouring. So Irui Kli Rishon is the pouring out of the first vessel where it was cooked into the second vessel. Irui Kli Sheni is the pouring from the second vessel into a third vessel. So far so good? Okay.
So it's a melacha if you take water from a hot vessel and
we haven't yet discussed what the halachot of all of these are. First we're defining the terms. In a minute we'll start discussing the halachot. We have to know one more distinction, and that is that there's a difference between something that has liquid, let's say water, or let's say soup. So that's called a davar lach, something that's has fluid. And then there's davar yovish, something that's dry. And the difference is going to be we need to discuss the heat of the liquid that is doing the cooking, and we need to discuss the item that is getting cooked. Meaning, let's say I have a piece of meat that's been completely, completely cooked, and I take it out of the chont and I put it into a pot of hot water on Shabbos that's on the fire. It's sitting on the fire in the chont, and I take it out of the chont and put it in a pot of boiling hot water. Being that that piece of meat was completely cooked, you cannot tell me that on Shabbos I am recooking that piece of meat. It was in the process, it was completely cooked. I put it in a pot of boiling water. It might remain hot, but I'm not cooking it anymore. So when we discuss Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, Irui Kli Rishon, Irui Kli Sheni, we're discussing the heat of the liquid that is going to do the cooking. When we discuss Davar Lach and Davar Yavesh, we're discussing the food item that is becoming cooked. Clear so far? Okay. Now, on Davar Yavesh, something that's dry, that is Mevushal Kol Tzorko, that is completely cooked as much as you could, so then, obviously, you cannot cook it anymore. It's completely cooked. The only discussion we're going to have is, let's say I have potato kugel. You guys know what potato kugel is?
Yeah. Potato and a kugel.
Potato kugel is one of those things which can be completely cooked, and then you leave it on the heat for another 2 hours, and it gets slightly drier, and it becomes more delicious as it gets drier. That's called mitztamek. As it dries, the afelo, it's good for it. So let's say I have potato kugel that's completely cooked, and I take it and I put it on the plata because I want it to dry. Is that called that I'm cooking on Shabbos?
Yeah.
We will discuss that.
But so, isn't the only difference that it's a good benefit because it tastes good?
Okay, so the question is cooking defined? Okay, so we're going to have to define cooking.
Yeah.
What? Let's take another example. I have water that was boiled, and now it became cold. If I reboil it, am I cooking it again? So we're going to have to define cooking halachically, because to our minds, the fact that I'm reheating it, so I'm cooking it. And yet there's an opinion in halacha that says that liquids, once they were heated once, they're cooked. You didn't do anything new if you reheated it. We have a hard time understanding that. What do you mean? So let's take the example of soup. There it's easier for us to understand. You cook the soup, now you put it in the fridge, now it's cold, now you put it back on the fire. So did you cook it again? It was cooked already. Did you cook on Shabbos? The fact that you reheated the soup? So those are the discussions we're going to have now. The question is, the medium in which it is being cooked, kli rishon, kli sheni, kli shlishi, or a fire, and the food item that is becoming cooked. Now, we have to add one more point, and that is that we are prohibited from cooking in fire and its derivatives, esh and toledota esh. So let's say I have a fire cooking, and over the fire I'm going to put a sheet of metal. So that sheet of metal becomes very hot, and I'm going to place my pot on the sheet of metal. Or, in today's day and age, I don't even have a fire. I'm just turning on the stove, and I have an electric stove, and I have hot coils that turn red hot. Are they fire, or are they derivatives of fire? Doesn't really matter. Because biblically, midoraisa, it is prohibited to cook, and it makes no difference if you cook on fire or derivative of fire. Both are also doraisa. But midoraisa, biblically, and midrabbanan, and rabbinically, it is permitted to cook in the sun. So let's say I'm in the Sahara, and I have an egg. My chicken laid an egg 5 minutes before Shabbos, and I want to eat it soft-boiled. So I can take it and put it on top of my tent for 20 minutes, as long as it takes the Sahara sun to boil my egg, and then eat it on Shabbos. I have a hot egg. What would be if I want to make a scrambled egg on the sidewalk? You know, in Arizona, you could break an egg onto a frying pan, put the frying pan on the sidewalk, and on the sidewalk, which was heated in the sun, I will fry my egg. Am I frying it in the sun? No. I am frying it in a medium that was heated by the sun. The sun heated the sidewalk, and I am frying it on the sidewalk. That is called toledot chama, a derivative of the heat of the sun, and that is rabbinically prohibited, because when people see you using an item to heat, people will easily confuse that with heating something on the fire. People will say, well, if he could use the sidewalk, I could take my frying pan and heat it up on the fire. And after I heat it on the fire, I won't leave it on the fire. I'll take it off the fire, crack the egg on it, and then my hot frying pan will cook my egg. What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is a world of a difference. Frying it on the frying pan is prohibited biblically, because the hot frying pan from the fire is toldosa esh, a derivative of the fire. Frying it and frying it on the sidewalk that was heated by the sun, that's prohibited rabbinically, because that's toldot hachama, that was heated by the sun. And if I want to cook it in the sun itself, so there I say no one will confuse that. Holding an egg up to the sun till it gets fried, or putting it on top of your tent, that's, no one's going to confuse that with putting it on a boiling hot frying pan, and therefore that is permitted. Oh, so good question. Let's wait slowly. We'll get to all of that. Now, you should ask also about a dud shemesh. What's a dud shemesh? Is that a chama or toldot a chama?
Does it translate into electricity when we are a derivative of that?
No. It doesn't use electricity. A dud shemesh.
It doesn't use it, but depending on how you use it.
Okay. So, first thing we have to know is that the definition of cooking in halacha is not like the definition of cooking in science in our modern day lives. What's called cooking water? Bringing it to the point of yad soledisbo. The second it's hot enough that your hand would pull back because it's hot, you cooked it. Definition of cooking in halacha. Cooking water means you've brought it to yad soledisbo. Cooking a food item. What's called cooking? I have a big steak, and I put it down in the pot in a boiling water, and it starts cooking. So Chazal defined cooking of food items like meat or anything else as bringing it to ma'achal ben derusai, bringing it to the point that it was cooked a third or a half. Now it's a machlokas whether it's a third or a half. Now why is it called ma'achal ben derusai? There was a famous bandit called Ben Derusai. He was the head of the mafia in Chazal's time. He was always on the run. So he never had time to let his food cook fully. He'd always eat it when it was half raw. So they called half raw food after him. When it's fit for Ben Derusai to eat. Because he never had the time to wait for it to fully cook. So there's a machlokas, Rambam Rashi, is that a third cooked or a half cooked? But once it was brought to that point, biblically it was cooked. That's called that you cooked it biblically, because technically you brought it to the point where people start eating it as a cooked food. It begins from there. It can advance from there. But that's where it becomes being edible as a cooked food. So far, so good. We're all together.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that you can't bring it back to its first state, right? Like a piece of meat is half cooked, you can't bring it back to its raw state. But with water,
okay. It's a good question. We'll get to water, right? Okay. Now, just because you brought it to a third cook, doesn't mean that now if you continue cooking it, you're not transgressing biblically.
Yeah.
It just means that once you've brought it there, you've transgressed. Now you take it off the fire on Shabbos. You say, I could put it back on the fire. It's fully cooked. Wrong. It's not fully cooked. You put it back on the fire, you're cooking again. Cooking is until it's fully cooked. Anytime you put it on the fire, you're still cooking. But when you take it raw and put it on the fire, you haven't cooked till it reaches that point. From that point onward, every time you're putting it on the fire and it cooks more, you've cooked again. You can transgress many times in the process of cooking one piece of meat. If each time take it off and put it back on, take it off and put it back on, each time you're cooking it a little bit more. But you only start transgressing when it hits Machal Ben Drusai. So far, so good? Okay, we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, tomorrow. Wednesday.